Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Power. Hour. LSU. Boom!
All night long. Yes.
Let's freaking go. Brian Kelly did the single most important thing he needed to do this offseason, fired Matt House. He also fired the entire defensive staff. I am not here to celebrate any man's downfall, but if you get paid $2 million a year to just coach the defense and you field the worst defense in LSU history, you've got to do whatever it takes to get him out of Dodge. And this entire defensive staff for LSU, whether it's Jimmy Lindsey, a very unfortunate situation. He never got his opportunity to prove himself this season because of a health situation. That stunk, and I hated it for him. He's a very talented guy. He's going to get other jobs. Kerry Cooks, he has coached almost everywhere at this point in his career. He's going to get another job. And I think out of all of them, Robert Steeples had a very emotional, you know, long post earlier tonight. He is going to get another job as he is just starting his career. But the focus is on Matt House. Obviously, Harlan Berry commits, 2025 running back commitment. If you are listening to this via podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, please leave a five-star review. We did just do a film study on Harlan Berry. He just made his announcement 15 minutes before this live stream began. If you want to see what I like and some things that I am concerned about, make sure you check it out, Power Hour LSU. But anytime you land a freaking five-star in the state of Louisiana, it is a reason to celebrate. So we'll talk about that today as well. Now, the truth is, Brian Kelly had to get this done. Let me first discuss how all of this went down. So there were some that said they felt Brian Kelly was going to retain Matt House, okay? And there are others who have said, well, it's because of the video of the players after the game that forced Brian Kelly into action, which is something I tweeted out. I tweeted out the clip to see what you guys thought about Mekhi Wingo's interaction with Matt House. Because a lot of you sent that to me, and I want to get the public's opinion. I feel like your opinion means something. I didn't expect it to go as wild as it did because I'm just not that popular on Twitter.com. I'm not as good as that as I am on YouTube, where I have 10,000 subscribers, where on Twitter I have two, or I don't even have two yet for the Power Hour LSU account. So I don't think that happened. I think Brian Kelly is a rational person. I think he understands that the defensive staff he put together wasn't good enough for LSU. It just wasn't. I understand that a lot of this should be on Matt House, but let's be honest. Kerry Cooks, his tenure at Oklahoma was up and down, right? Jimmy Lindsey comes over. He has not been as successful as Jamar Cain has been as a defensive line coach. Jamar Cain leaves, right? And then, of course, Robert Steeples had never really coached college defensive backs before, even though he did a really good job recruiting St. Louis kids to the program, Mekhi Wingo and, of course, Mac Markway. We were just a bad defense, and I keep going back to this. I would feel a little bit better about Matt House in this defense if we did something good this year defensively, and we did do some good. There were some plays to be made. There were some bright spots. Obviously, Zay Alexander, Mason Smith towards the end of the season, Mekhi Wingo when he was healthy, lots of young guys getting some good reps. There were players that did some good things, but the point remains the same. We were terrible. Matt House's final two games of the LSU season the year before. Terrible. Georgia ran us up and down the field. Texas A&M ran us up and down the field. Purdue shouldn't count. A lot of you know why. So, Matt House was just not a good defensive coordinator. And this is something else I would add to this. I never, anybody that ever comes to LSU, I want them to succeed because I love this program. I don't know Matt House. Don't really know anyone close to him. I'm just being honest with you. It wasn't a good hire to begin with, okay? There was a lot of data and prior history that showed that this was not the direction that he should have gone. Did Matt House do some good things? Yes, the Alabama game being one of them. He was he was really good in that game. That was the only game Bryce Young was ever under 50% passing. It really was an all-time great defensive game plan. He had some other great moments as well. But historically, he wasn't a good DC before he went to the NFL and became a linebackers coach. And I go back to this. This is LSU freaking U. This is LSU. This is a destination job. This is where almost every defensive coordinator in the country would leave and take this job in a freaking heartbeat. Now, I'm going to try to get a video out tomorrow on my candidates. I might just save it for the live stream Thursday night at 8:15 Central when we normally do our Thursday night live streams, okay? I'm not one of those guys that likes to release a candidate list immediately. I like to do my own research. But there are some names that stick out to me, and I'll give you one right now. His name is Blake Baker. I do like Blake a lot. I just do. And when he was at LSU, he was very good as just a linebackers coach. And at Missouri, he was one of the best defensive coordinators in America this season. So Blake Baker makes a lot of sense. I think a lot of you that know Blake, I know some people that know Blake Baker that watch his channel. You know how I feel about him. And he's obviously got heavy Louisiana ties. Him and Joe Sloan also worked together at Louisiana Tech. An offensive coordinator and defensive coordinator pairings is also important. So they're familiar with each other. It would make sense. Now, you would be relatively young at the OC and DC spots. But guess what? Missouri was relatively young at the OC and DC spot. And they were the third best team in the SEC this year. Tied with Ole Miss. You can go either way if you want to with that. So I think Blake Baker would be the direction I would go. And I think Blake would take the job. Even though the Missouri extension, I think he just signed an extension with Missouri. That might be something in the way. But I'll give you that name, obviously, to start, because I think that's going to be the question that I get the most of tonight. Okay? So, and there you are, Clint, right there. Now, Clint, you are on Facebook. Please go share this in all the LSU Facebook groups. It's kind of hard for me to do that when I am here. Good to okay. Dane's reporting it. It's kind of spicy. I don't want to put the cart before the horse here. So there you go. Gage wants to say, who are we getting for OC? I think it's pretty straightforward. Clint, I'm sorry to hear that, man. My condolences to you, man. But good to have you. DBU, what's up, Alan? There you go. What's up, man? But we'll see. We'll see what happens. Now, next thing I want to get into as far as the defensive staff is concerned. I get asked about Corey Raymond and Bo Davis a lot. I will say this about Bo Davis, and you know, look, is there something to Dominic McKinley being very interested in Texas and him flipping to LSU? Is that a sign that Bo Davis is going to LSU? I don't know, but I am here to tell you that Bo Davis would probably prefer to be home at LSU, where he has coached before as a strength and conditioning coach. And obviously, well, you know, he wants to be at LSU. I do think, though, when you get paid $1 million to be an assistant football coach at a school like Texas, it's hard to leave. It's hard, right? Does he leave to come back to LSU and take less money? If he comes over and you have to pay him more, does that mean you have to raise the salaries of everyone else on the coaching staff? There's a lot of different questions regarding that. Also, Corey Raymond is another name. I think a lot of you have noticed that he changed his profile on Twitter to say DBU. It would make a lot of sense. I do think Corey would be an upgrade over what we had. But let's also keep in mind that Corey's secondaries at Florida these last couple seasons have not been the best. How much of that is on him? How much of that is on the DCs? I don't know. He's had two different DCs at Florida who are two polar opposite human beings. So I do think there is interest. I do think there would be mutual interest on both sides, right? Especially for Bo Davis, because he can go to Texas and say, look, do you really want me, the year you're going into the SEC, to lose your best trench recruiter to LSU? You know, that gives him a lot of leverage. Corey Raymond, of course, would be the most popular re-coaching hire probably ever, even more so than when LSU brought Bo Pelini back. This would be an insanely popular hire with the people that truly do matter at LSU, the behind-the-scenes people. Some of those are players, like a Jamal Adams. I know that would excite him. But there are boosters who loved Corey Raymond because it reminds them of the heyday, the DBU years, right? So we'll see what actually happens with that. The thing about doing that, though, is if neither one of them are going to be the DC, you have to question how would that coach fit with this defensive coordinator? Do they align schematically? We'll see. We'll see what happens. Now, as we always do, feel free to drop a super chat, okay? We will go straight to it. There's going to be a lot of you in here tonight. I know a lot of you want me to tell you who is the next defensive coordinator. I wish I could tell whoever you are watching this. But this is what I would also say. The most overrated thing in coaching, when it comes to coaching searches, is the following. Who are you going to get to replace him? You always hear that, right? Well, you know, Les Miles, who you're going to get to replace Les Miles? That was always a big thing when Les was clearly underperforming with our talent. Who are you going to get to replace him? He wins 10 games every season. Sometimes it's not who you get to replace who. It's the person that is being replaced needs replacing, if that makes sense. It is more important to get the person out than it is to bring somebody else in, okay? The truth here is this wasn't working. And as bad and as sinister as it sounds, this is a good day for LSU football. I understand Matt House has got to remove his family and go somewhere else. I wish him nothing but the best, okay? And there are a lot of assistants that will move, not just the ones that got fired. There's assistants, analysts. There's a lot of shuffling that happens when a brand new staff is coming in. I wish every single one of them nothing but the best. But changes absolutely positively needed to be made, because if we're keeping it a buck here, LSU with a decent defense this year is a better team than Alabama. Hell, they're probably a better team than everyone in the SEC this season. This offense deserved a rematch versus Georgia. This team deserved a rematch versus Georgia in the SEC championship game. We didn't get it because we couldn't stop anyone. And that is that's just the bottom line. We've got to do better. We just do. All right? But best of luck to all those coaches. Now, here's something else I want to get into as far as recruiting is concerned. Harlan Berry did commit today. Very big deal. Anytime you get a five-star running back, it's very cool. Anytime you get a five-star Louisiana running back, it's very cool. LSU is in position to land the number one running back, the number one wide receiver, and now the number one quarterback in Bryce Underwood this Saturday. Folks, I'm here to tell you this, all right? Recruiting pushes the algorithm more than anything else. Recruiting is not my favorite thing to do. I'm very public about it. I don't mind doing it. I put my heart into it. I still do really good recruiting videos. It's not my favorite thing. I prefer the actual football and games. With that said, though, Bryce Underwood would be the biggest commitment ever at LSU, especially if you factor in the out-of-state aspect of it. Okay, he would be the best commitment, not only just in terms of his actual recruiting ranking, but the fact that we went out of state and got a five-star, number one nationally ranked quarterback. For the most part, the recruiting services have gotten better at finding out who the best quarterbacks are. Still a very inexact science, but I mean, we're looking at a Caleb Williams, Bryce Young level prospect here. And that's incredible. That is abso-freaking-lutely incredible. So, very big week in recruiting. I know the 2025s are still very early in the cycle. And with the portal and everything, it's important to not get too excited. But I understand that this is a very good day that Harlan Berry commits. DeCorian Moore has already tweeted out that LSU is looking for one more, and I'm guessing he is referencing Bryce Underwood. I do want to include one thing, and you'll see this in the Harlan Berry film study that I released earlier today. I like Harlan Berry, but I also like all three of the running backs in the state of Louisiana this cycle. James Simon, Deshaun Ford. Remember the names. Both won state championships. Both are abso-freaking-lutely units to bring down. So, look, and I love those two cities. I love Shreveport, and I also love Opelousas. I like it when players from that area and those areas get the opportunity to come home to LSU. So, there you go. Now, next thing. Speaking of North Louisiana, we'll touch on this briefly. February 17th, mark it down, Bossier City Civic Center. Gabriel Relifer, Tylan Singleton, free event. Xavier Debo Atkins, Ahmad Bro. They'll be signing autographs and all kinds of stuff. The autos cost a little bit, but your fellowship costs nothing. Free event. We'll see you there. All right? Let's go here. 256 Moxley says, love Blake Baker. Pegasus says, feel bad for Jimmy Lindsay. I do too. But then again, the coaching industry sucks. I mean, it just does. But Division I Power 5 coaching industry is a very lucrative business. And he will get another job pretty quickly. Here's Patty says, crazy to think if House had a great year, we probably would have lost him after this season anyways. I don't know that. I really don't. I mean, you never really know with the coordinators at all. Okay. Welcome to the channel, Maurice. So there you go. I just got a very interesting text, and don't want to put the cart before the horse. All right. You guys know I'm not an insider. These last 48 hours have been crazy. My name's on message boards and all kinds of stuff. I'm just going to say this right now. All right. Hold your horses. I kind of want to say this, but we'll do it. We're live. Why not? I don't know. Because I don't want to get you guys excited. I do feel before today, I felt Blake Baker was going to be the defensive coordinator for LSU next year. I felt pretty good about Brian Kelly doing the rational thing and getting Madhouse fired. I think Blake Baker is going to happen. I do. There's just a lot that I feel, I'll leave it at that. I feel pretty good that Blake's going to be the guy. I think that's where Brian Kelly wants to go. And this has been seared in my mind for months now. Okay. The first thing, here's what I'd say about Blake. The first thing is he was loved the short time he was here at LSU a few years ago. Okay. He came in, he turned Damon Clark into a completely different player. Okay. A completely different player. To the point where Damon Clark is likely a starter on a Super Bowl contending defense right now. Damon Clark was not that good, and then he turned into being very good, and their relationship became very tight. So I think that's something. So, but really what's been seared in my mind was Blake Baker spending a lot of time with Scott Woodward. I say a lot of time. It probably wasn't too long. But there was video of Blake Baker with Scott Woodward before the Missouri game began. Okay? I'm just asking you right now. Do you think you have seen a lot of defensive coordinators from the other team hanging out with the athletic director from the other team? Okay? So I think that's where it's going to go. I'm not reporting that Blake Baker is the next LSU defensive coordinator. I'm not an insider. It's not my job or anything like that. But just a heads up, I feel really good about it. Okay, just got something that I'll just leave it at that. Okay, but if Blake Baker doesn't happen, I understand Lance Guidry is there. Is a guy that I've talked about quite a bit. He's at Miami. He was a defense coordinator in the state of Louisiana. Karen Crow, shout out Kev Falk. I would be fine with that as well at this point. Miami's defense was fine this year. They weren't elite, but they weren't bad either. So, you know, I think. And I think that would be a fine way to go. But I think Blake's going to be the guy. I do. And it would make a lot of sense. I think he could look at itself at Louisville, at Missouri, and say, look, I've maxed out here. Time to go back home. Okay? And we'll see. Jesse, I would say Blake, you know, Leonard is probably a little bit more accomplished as a DC. And obviously an NFL player that always excites recruits. When, you know, an elite player is also your coach. We'll see. I would lean towards Blake, but then again, I also just like Baker a lot. I do. Okay. So, take that for what it's worth. Now, hilarious, Bumbo, hilarious. Okay? But we'll see. All right, Jackson, Ford is built Ford tough. Okay? So, there you go. It could be a smokescreen, Jay Madison. I could be getting some info, but I'm not reporting anyone as the next coach because coaching search stuff, like I always say, is played very close to the vest. I will tell you that I had no insight that Brian Kelly was going to fire my house. None. Okay. But what I would tell you is Brian Kelly is smart, all right? you can't run it back. You can't be that dookie water and say, well, let's keep the band together. Let's roll it back again. Because I keep going back to this. And Cameron Robinson had a really good tweet about this, about how all these LSU quarterbacks that they went up against, the LSU defense, had their career best days. Jalen Milroe, even though he didn't have his career best passing day, had his best rushing day. Okay. And, you know, Alabama only scored north of 30 points three times last year offensively. Okay. And the other two were against Mississippi State and Kentucky. It's not a good company you want to be in. Okay. Let's go to Roby here. He says, whoever the DC is, hope we run a 3-4 defense with a tackle over the center. Okay. Yeah. I mean, that would be nice. There's not many of those types of players that are out there. Okay. Like a Nazir Stackhouse at Georgia. Right. But, or Tyler Shelvin at LSU. But the bottom line is this. We did not fit the run well at all this year. We did not do the little things right defensively. And that's tough. That's tough for me to overcome. Okay. But the bottom line is, whether it's a 3-4 or a 4-3, you have to be able to be multiple in the modern game. And look, my favorite LSU DC is Dave Aranda. I love his tight front philosophy. That's, if I was a DC, I would try to do it. It's kind of hard to do that when you don't have the dudes. But that would be the direction I would go. It's just hard to run that defense. So it really is. Let's go to Kylie. She says, let's hope that's false. Mentor and Phil Parker is the best in college football with defenses to back it up. Parker probably won't happen, but Mentor makes $700K less yearly than Matt House did at LSU. Okay. Here's my issue with this, Kylie. All right. You don't think Michigan's going to re-up Mentor's contract this offseason? You bet your ass they are. Okay. They're not going to lose him. And if Jim Harbaugh goes to the NFL, he's hiring Mentor to be his defense coordinator in the NFL. Okay. To run the McDonald defense that's currently being run with Baltimore. That's what's going to happen. So I don't think Mentor, he's probably the hottest defensive coordinator name out there right now, but I just don't know if that's, so there you go. Great. Now Tiger dropping saying, it's Blake Baker. I'm just going to be honest with you. I feel that is a direction that LSU is going to try to go. Let me just say that. All right. Cause now everyone's going to put me in with everyone else that's gotten stuff wrong. Look, Baker just signed an extension. All right. At least that's how I understand it with Missouri. All right. So remember, Notre Dame went after Moore. Okay. Missouri's offensive coordinator, very young, talented guy. And that ended up lending into Mike Denbrock. Okay. So look, Missouri wants to keep Blake Baker. Missouri signed a 5-star defensive lineman, the Williams Winyeri kid. Missouri's got a lot of talent. They've got a lot of positive momentum. They think they're going to make a run on the college football playoff. But I just think it's going to, at this point, my best educated guess, not reporting anything. Let me put that out there. I'm not the insider. Okay. I think Blake Baker will be the next LSU defensive coordinator. It's just my educated guess, not me reporting that. I just think that that's where they're going to, I just think that's the direction that they will go. Okay. All right. But yeah. I don't know how did I just said that? How am I already on Tiger droppings? It's crazy. Um, No, Todd, they'll hire Sherrone Moore. Okay. But here's something else I would say. Let's just say Blake Baker is the guy. All right. This LSU coaching staff is about to get very young. All right. It would obviously depend on who the other assistants are. Okay. But Cortez is obviously young. I think Cortez Hankton will be a head coach in the next 5 years. I think that highly of him. Obviously, Joe Sloan's a very young guy. Brad Davis, still very young in his career. So the offensive staff got younger. They're going to need to go get a tight end coach at some point. And something else to keep in mind with whoever the next DC is going to be. Keep this in mind. LSU has retained Bob Diaco and John Jancic. Now, could that change? Yes, it could change. But let me just say one thing about John Jancic really quickly. LSU's special teams did get better, okay? They did. And I give them credit. I give John Jancic a lot of credit. And I give friend of PHL, Slade Roy, a lot of credit. Also, something else that happened with the LSU special teams, not only did they get better, they did not make as many cataclysmic mistakes, all right? So, there you go, all right? Now, if you guys don't mind, please hit the like and subscribe button. Also, please share this live stream on Twitter. Tag me on Twitter, all right? See what happens. Now, I will also say this. Okay. I got all kinds of people blowing me up right now. I do not think. I do not think Brian Kelly was ever going to run it back with Matt House. I really don't think so. I really, really, really don't think so. Okay. He's just too smart of a guy. All right. This was one of those blatantly obvious things that needed to happen. I just don't believe it. Okay. You know, obviously it's going to come down to the next press conference, right? Where Brian Kelly will be asked, hey, how long did you think about running it back with Matt House? I felt, honestly, after the Florida State game, and I know that sounds crazy because there was still a whole season left to go. I felt after the Florida State game, with Florida State clearly being a national championship contender in that game, I still think it was clear that we had some big defensive issues, okay? And it's just the truth. We've got to be better. Than what we showed versus Florida State. And then Grambling happened. Okay, and I know we only gave up 10 points, but they moved the football at will. You guys saw that. And then, of course, the Greg Brooks thing happened. That stunk. And Greg Brooks, of course, would have been our best defensive player. But we lost this year our best safety. We lost this year our best corner. And we lost this year our best defensive tackle during the course of the season. All right. Those things stink. They really, really, really do. But one thing that I think taught me something as far as like the scheme and all of that is it's very important to have identity. Now, it's not just your own defensive identity. It's player identity. Okay. One thing. And I felt Harold Perkins, this was a question that was brought up on last night's stream. I thought Harold Perkins had a fine year. I really do think so. We had some special Perk games. Auburn was one of them. I think his best game this year was Missouri. He made some big plays. Obviously the INT, but he had some other big plays in that one. I felt he affected the Meavis kicks that he missed. I thought Harold Perkins was for the most part, a really good player. I just think we did not use him correctly. And The problem was we were just kind of in a blender deciding what we were going to do with him. Is he a nickel? Is he an inside linebacker? Is he an every down jack? I don't know. Some of that's on the staff. Some of that's on Harold. Some of that's on, you know, the supporting cast not stepping up. You know, one thing I would say is there were some signs of this defense getting better towards the end of last season, and some of those players returning, getting better, but they didn't get better for whatever reason. Okay. What's up, Shimona? Good to see you. It's been a while since I've seen you. I actually like Carl a lot. That would be someone that would excite me. He was actually one of my defensive line coach targets, but he's in the NFL. And unless the Steelers are going to move on from Mike Tomlin, which they won't, he's not going anywhere. But could Carl say, look, I've coached in Alabama. I want to coach for my home school. I'd be open to it. I really would. Then again, also, Carl's a very talented, smart guy who's won national championships. So I like Carl a lot. So there you go. Okay. Josh, I would say it's a mixture of both to your question. Okay. But next thing. Gage says, is Harold a running back? No. And here's my thing about the Harold Perkins running back thing. All right. I was open to it at first. I really was at the very beginning. But you have to do a value proposition here. Okay. Let's just say for some reason next year LSU wants to use him. They wanted to use them both ways, okay? Would Harold Perkins provide your team more value as a running back, or would he provide your team more value as a game-wrecking edge defender, okay? Now, obviously, it would depend how dominant of a running back he would be. I will tell you, the goal line run was unbelievably impressive. Like, that was a really, really, really good run. But he provides a lot more value as a pass rusher, okay? It's just how the modern game works. Did this defense, the biggest loss and the biggest story of this defense for me, and what I did was I went back and I rewatched some of Matt House's, you know, defensive games from last year. And when he was hired, I watched a lot of his stuff at Kentucky. And I've actually done a lot of deep dives on Kentucky football on the SEC channel. The Jack linebacker is so key in the Matt House scheme. And B.J. Ojulari was so freaking good for us last year. And we just couldn't ever really get that back. And I felt Ovi did some good things. Obviously, Braden Swenson had an interesting reaction with the kick rocks thing. But, man, dude, we really miss BJ. I mean, there's nothing like that guy. I mean, as a leader and so on and so on, he was just a really good football player. And we don't win the Auburn game without him. So it's one of those things, right? Lots of you in here. Please hit the like button. Please subscribe button. Let's freaking go. Positive vibes are in the atmosphere. A new day is upon us. Now, I don't want this to just be about Matt House. If you're new to this channel, I do also want to discuss Garrett Nussmeier tonight, okay? Understand that whoever comes in, they don't need to be elite, all right? You don't need to be elite defensively to win a national championship. You just need to have a pulse, okay? And Garrett Nussmeier showed me that he can come back, he can win in a shootout, You know, Blake and I, not Blake Baker, Blake Ruffino, I go on a show a lot. My best buddy, AYS, he tweeted out a clip today of us talking about Chris Hilton. I'm very happy for Chris. That's actually been the thing I've been the happiest about over the past week, until today, of course. So, you know, I'm very happy for Chris and his future. Hopefully he can build off of this, and that there's a lot of things he can build upon, but that would be so key if he could be a dude for us next year. And yeah, I'm also celebrating all these Tigers. I'm celebrating Mekhi Wingo. I'm celebrating Jordan Jefferson as they take this next step in their lives. BTJ, obviously Malik, inevitably Jaden, and so on and so on and so on. Ovi, very thankful for what they gave this program. And then, of course, you know, thankful for the coaches that did depart. You know, it's not like they were trying to sabotage. They tried their best. It just didn't work. Okay. Let's go to Dougie P. I'm Dougie. I'm fresh. Can you do the Dougie? Hey, man, I love the channel. Today is my wife and her boyfriend's anniversary. Can I get a shout out? Dougie, you know I'm there for you, brother. A very happy anniversary to your wife and her side piece. Okay. Mrs. P is getting some mother. So, shout out. Oh, man. Teach me how to duck. I love it. That's funny. That's funny. Oh, man. That's a great first comment. Oh, man. So why did she need to step out? That's what I'm worried about.
What happened?
Maurice Ford, I think the RB room is about to be too heavy, taking carries for no reason. What do you mean by too heavy? Gina says, I left home to be with my side piece. True story. I mean, your name is Gino Bling. I mean, that sounds like that actually checks out. Oh, you're talking about Perkins. Okay. So back to your Harold Perkins running back thing. We just need to make him a jack and just live with the results. Okay. You know, you can use him in the same way that Bama used Dallas Turner. Now, is Harold Perkins that same type of player? No, but they can be similar. They can be. I know that doesn't sound, you know, plausible, but they can. All right. Let's go to Boris with the super chat. I'm going to say it here to stir it up. Kyren Lacy puts in the work and has a 1K year in 2024. Nussbus rolls. Thanks for the show. 1K year, 1,000 yards. That's a lot of receiving yards. I'll tell you this, Boris. Okay. There's different type of 1,000-yard seasons. Okay. Not all 1,000-yard seasons are made equal. What I would want to happen for Kyren's 1,000-yard season, I would want it to be an efficient 1,000-yard season. And what do I mean by that? Well, we want the 1,000 yards that Kyren Lacy gets next year to be one of efficiency and not of volume. Okay, so let's take Will Shepard, all right, very good receiver out of Mandeville who transferred from Vanderbilt to Colorado. You know, when he was at Vanderbilt, A.J. Swan fed him a lot because there wasn't a whole lot of target competition and they played a lot from behind, okay? So I do think Kyren's going to have a big season, I do. 1,000 is a high number. I think he gets there if there's not a number two and number three that rises to the occasion. Okay. What would be the perfect scenario is if he gets there and Xavier Thomas has 800 or 900 yards or Shelton Sampson or whoever it may be. But the concern that you could have, all right, is what Alabama has had these past couple of seasons. It's not as if Alabama's had bad receivers. They've had Isaiah Bond. They've had Jermaine Burton. They've had good players. Nye Black's an interesting tight end. But they've not had dudes, right? And if you were an Alabama fan, you would think, well, hell, we had Julio Jones, and then we had Amari Cooper, and then we had Calvin Ridley, and then we had Devonta Smith and Jerry Jeudy. They thought it would never end. And it's ended. It's they've not had a dude since then. Jalen Waddle, and then now after that, it just was a steep drop off when Mechie left too, and Jamison Williams. So it's been a 2-year run here where they just not had anyone step up. At LSU, we've never not had a lack of receivers. Right? There's never really been a bad year or a non-elite year at receiver in the past decade or so. Okay. Sure, you know, that the pass catching group where Trayvon Dural was number one option was a little shaky, but still, I was still a good receiving group. It could drop off. There could be nobody that rises to the occasion. I don't think that's going to happen, though. I think Xavier Thomas is going to be a really good player, and I think Shelton Sampson is still going to be a really good player. One guy that has really interested me, and I've started doing, if you're new to this channel, sign up for the Patreon. You get all my game grades, and you get all my prospect grades, okay? For instance, like Jaylen Brown had about, you know, he was a top five player according to the recruiting services. I think he was my 13th ranked player. So I take a lot of time. Sometimes I get things right. Sometimes I get things wrong. And doing the player evaluations. And I wish Jalen nothing but the best as he has hit the portal. I'm interested in him coming back. But when it comes to wide receiver, one name to circle is Kylan Billiott. All right. He's a true freshman coming in from Terrebonne. Very interesting player. All right. But, you know, this stream is more about Madhouse, and I'll keep it there. Okay. Just keep an eye out for Kylan Billiott. Very interesting guy. Very interesting personality. Huge smile. I mean, if he's got the dog mentality, there are some things I like about his game. All right. Let's go to Chris here. Zach Arnett as the next defensive coordinator, he says. Oh, boy. All right. That one never happened. Even if Zach Arnett was a defensive coordinator wizard or whatever. Not the biggest fan of the Arnett defense. I know some coaches that are obsessed with it. Okay. What I would say about the Zach Arnett defense is none of it would fly because of how the coaching interview with Arnett went a few years ago with the old guard. I don't know a whole lot of details from it, but I know it just didn't go well. I don't think LSU needs to go in that direction. I would, though, if I was the AD of a smaller school, I would be very interested in Arnett's services. Let's go to Roby. Is it a plus the new DC needs to be a good recruiter? I can't remember any defensive coordinator that recruited great. Okay, this is a very good question. We say hi to Jules. You're all right. Lots to talk about today. Sam, good to see you. My phones are blown up today, so I know it's been absolutely wild. I think the most overrated thing a coordinator needs to do is recruit. I know that sounds crazy, but the most important thing a coordinator needs to do is call the right plays, okay? especially at the Power Five collegiate level. Okay, and I don't want to get into all my philosophies about that, but your job concocting the scheme is so much more important than getting this linebacker or that linebacker, right? I understand, like, Matt House, the opinions of him as a recruiter are differentiate from different people, but I do know with Harold Perkins, he was involved in the recruitment, and there you go. But what I would say about that is, of course, it's always a plus to be a good recruiter, okay? But LSU staff is littered with great recruiters. And at this point, with how dire our defensive situation actually is, when it comes to, you know, finding a coach, they're going to get some Louisiana legend to come back. Whether it's Bo Davis or Corey Raymond, I would feel pretty good that they're going to get someone from Louisiana that actually knows the lay of the land. And they're going to obviously do a lot of the help with recruiting. Okay. Plus also, you can always call on Frank Wilson. All right. I don't know a whole lot about the absolute latest push to get Dominic McKinley, but I do know Frank was involved. Or at least I think he was involved. I don't know. You never know with recruiting. But there's photos, whatever. There's other guys that can recruit. I care about your scheme. I care about you putting us in the right position to make plays. And it's not just the scheme. What about our mentality in practice? Like, you know, we're pulling out all the stops. We got Corey Webster, you know, trying to motivate the guys before the season. Didn't work. Okay. It was dire. Okay. What do you do with adjustments during the game? Those are the things that really matter. Defensive adjustments are so key during the course of a game, because you are the reactor. Okay. The offense is the initiator. You are the reactor. You've got to be able to react to what the offense is doing. We sucked at adjustments this year, and most notably that was in the Alabama game. All right. So let's see, we'll keep this party moving. We normally only go an hour on Wednesday nights at 6 p.m. Central. If you are new, we're going to keep it going, though, a little bit later tonight, because there are quite a few of you in here, and some of you aren't able to get your question in. Once again, if you super chat, I'll go straight to it. But lots of comments flying in. Some of you on Twitter have sent me DMs and stuff like that. So sorry I'm not able to get to it. It's been a crazy, crazy, crazy day. Okay. Oh, JJ, I don't know if we're going to go in that direction. Dev says you need somebody from the Ravens pipeline. LSU defensive coordinator Patrick Queen. How about it? Okay. No way that LSU would replace a fired DC with a fired head coach in the midst of all this. Slight disagreement, okay? I think with near certainty that LSU would go get Clark Lee if he was fired at Vanderbilt this year. And he would be very good. Clark was a good DC, obviously, at Notre Dame, and worked with Brian Kelly. So I'm open to the right fired coach. The guy that honestly I would have gone after, but he just got a head coaching job, is Derek Mason. You know, I would take Derek Mason over a lot of people. He's just a really good coach and a really good DC. And that would actually be the Vanderbilt coach that I would have targeted, but he got a head coaching job. Okay. So let's see. What's up, Mike? 5 a.m. film study. It's true. Film study is going to be very important for Nuss, and I think he will do just that. Nuss has always been a really hard worker, and that's always a good thing, right? I think Jaden and Nuss work as hard as any two quarterbacks at the same time we've ever had at LSU. I mean, it's crazy the hours that those two have put into their craft. And you've seen their improvement. I mean, they don't look nothing like the old selves. Let's go to Billy the Kid. Thank you so much for your super chat. I really appreciate you. He says, hello, Power Hour family. Carter, wanted to get your opinion on if Mason Smith is staying or not. And did you get a chance to take a look at the Under Armour All-American game? Do you think we land Bussy? Okay. I vaguely watched it in the background. I was waiting for the Hollenberry news like all of you. And I don't take too much out of a game where they're going at half speed, and they should go at half speed. It may not be popular, and the Under Armour All-American game probably don't like me saying that, but yeah, you should go at half speed. Mason Smith staying or not? I really don't know. I honestly don't. Obviously, some of Mason's family watches our channel, which is cool. I'm a big Mason fan. I collect his cards. I'm a PHL fantasy champion. I'm sending him one of my favorite Mason autographs. I hope he stays. Obviously, he really started to play his best ball towards the end of the season. But look, I think Mason Smith is a five-star talent who wanted to be three and out. So I'm really up in the air on if he's going to stay or if he's going to go. I really don't know. But, you know, it would be nice to have him back. Obviously, he's a scheme versatile guy. And we found his best role, which is as a pass rusher, as a zero tech on third and longs. Okay. Won us some football games, Mason Smith. He won us the Texas A&M game doing that. And he won us the Wisconsin game doing that. All right. So, yeah, Terry Bussey is obviously an amazing athlete. You know, apparently as a basketball player, he's all that in a bag of chips. So, yeah, I think Terry Bussey is definitely someone that would take us to the next level. Those are the kind of guys that you want and you need. And he is a two-way guy that could play either side of the football at an extremely high level. So, something else I wanted to touch on. So, I actually brought this out. I rarely wear this hoodie on the stream because this was the hoodie that I wore to the LSU Bama game in 2022, Madhouse's best game. And I wore this because I wanted to show Matt, even though I have called for his job, I wanted to show him some love for being the main reason we won that game that night. Of course, BK was great. Jaden was big in big spots. Malik, Jarek, but we had Bryce Young in a blender, and I give Matt a lot of credit. Holding Bryce Young to less than 50% completion percentage is nothing short of incredible. So he does deserve a feather in his cap for that, because that was probably my most euphoric moment as an LSU fan at a game. And I was at the Clemson game. I've been in a lot of big ones. I was at 2011, November 5th in Tuscaloosa. But, God, Tiger Stadium that night was a thing of beauty. Okay? Sibley says, Corey Raymond would be a good hire for the Tigers. You know, when Sibley speaks, I'll listen. Steve, welcome. Hope you subscribe. Tiger Dropping sent you there. That's a good thing, man. I get down with the TD. I don't really gander over there too often, but welcome. Bring Tyrann Mathieu. He's still playing. And he said something interesting about Jaden recently that lets me know that he's probably going to play next season. So there you go. And I want Tyron to keep playing for the Saints. Okay. Let's keep it going here. All right. Bama's best offensive weapons were transfers, Jameson and Gibbs. Jahmyr Gibbs. Yeah, I mean, you're right. Jahmyr Gibbs has been phenomenal. It's kind of crazy they're both on the same team now. But for the most part, LSU's best offensive players have been their homegrown guys. Okay? Let's see. Steve, we always let first-timers get their questions in. So, Steve, if you have a question, feel free to fire away. All right. So, Pegasus says no more retreads. Okay? I thought that said something else at first. I was like, Pegasus, you're one of the most outstanding people on here. I was like, dang, that's crazy. So, would that mean you don't want Blake Baker back? Because, I mean, he would technically be someone that you're bringing back, okay? But there you go. Once again, I just feel that's the direction that they're going to go. They're going to try and get Blake Baker to be the next defensive coordinator. I've already shared why I feel that way. I've already shared why I think LSU would go in that direction. I've also shared why I know Blake is interested in coming back. But, you know, with how things went at Missouri, the extensions and all of that, there would be infinitely more pressure on him at LSU than at Missouri. You know, he's got a good thing going at Missouri. I do also think this last run for Missouri, yes, they still recruit outside the top 20 and really, you know, in that 30-ish range. And they recruit outside the top 10 in the SEC, especially in the modern SEC with Texas and Oklahoma coming in. But I do think Missouri's got something going, right? I do think there is hope for them in the future to make a playoff run. And if Washington can do it, which is, you know, a non-football traditional power with metropolitan areas, Missouri definitely can do it as well, right? They've done a good job recruiting that St. Louis region. They've done a good job hiring good coaches. So I could see Blake Baker saying no to LSU as well, but I feel that is the direction that LSU will go. And at this point, it would not shock me if Blake Baker is the next LSU defensive coordinator. Okay? And if it's not him, we'll see. We'll see. I think someone in here earlier today, earlier in the live stream, has said that that there are national reporters saying Blake Baker is the leading candidate. So take that for what it's worth. Okay? One more thing, and Jason brings this up as well. All right. Coaching searches oftentimes comes down to the wife. Okay. Nick Saban got Terry's opinion on LSU before he went. Marcus Freeman was a wife situation. Okay. There's always more factors at play. His wife, I believe, is from Southern Louisiana. It's either Covington or Mandeville, either one of those two. Okay. I could see it. I could see her saying, "Hey, Missouri's great, but I hate the winners." Kyle says Patrick Surtain Sr. as DB's coach, not Raymond. So for those that don't know, Patrick Surtain Sr., you know, I don't know how LSU fans feel about him with his son going to Alabama at the last second. But he is a DB coach at Florida State. And obviously, Florida State's DBs were really good this season. Darian Jones, Cypress, and Azariah Thomas. So there you go. I know a lot of you feel some type of way about Surtain because of what happened a few years ago. Okay. Thank you, Jeff, for tagging me on Twitter. I appreciate that. All right, we'll take a few more before we skedaddle. Okay, let's see. Now we're doing, I know it's Wednesday, and you shouldn't do this on a Wednesday night. Okay. But y'all, we're doing tacos. Tacos on a Wednesday. That's how crazy this day has been. We're supposed to do tacos last night. But something happened. Don't know. So I ended up going to Taco Bell. I'm kidding. I had a few things pop up yesterday. Let's do a live stream yesterday. You can figure it out. Okay. Christian from Pensacola, what's up, man? Good to have you, brother. Kenny, is it Jacques or is it Jacques, like the R&B singer? Surtain is from NOLA, also Algiers. What's up, man? Okay. Yeah, I mean, Brian Kelly and Scott Woodward played things close to the vest. So it's hard to have sources. It's hard. Coaching search situations are a lot of smoke screens. Okay. Now, Larry said we did burgers. Let's see, what are we giving away tonight? Let's see, where are we on this? Oh, we're halfway home. Okay. We'll give out another card here. Okay. Mason Smith. We'll get this out. We're about 50 away. So, I know. Taco Wednesday. You guys come after me all you want. I meant to put this up earlier. Let's take a look at the poll question. I've not looked at it all too much. How much blame should we put on Madhouse for the LSU defensive struggles? 57% of you say most of it. 28% of you says all of it. I don't think you can say all of it. Some of it wins 13%, and 3% says none of it. I don't know if, how you could say all or none. Okay. Yeah, I know, Shimona. I might have already given it away. I had it packed up and I had it on like a sticky note. It is at Power Hour LSU, and that's my Instagram as well, Shimona. So if you want to hit me up on there, we'll get you. Okay. The portal is not closed. It is in theory closed, but if you were in a bowl game or a playoff game, you get 5 days after the game ends to get into the portal. That's why Alabama had 15 guys go in today, or it was like 12 to 15. All right. So there you go. All right. Crazy live stream tonight, y'all. Crazy. All right, y'all better thank Roby. He keeps it going. Any scoop on the DB from Ohio State we picked up in the portal? So Jair Brown. Did he actually announce? I don't know. I've been so locked in on Matt House news. I saw him tweet out a photo of him with Sherman Wilson and Frank Wilson. You know, I don't know. I don't want to say anything, and people think that he's committed. Okay, so you know he's barely played. I mean, he's played some, and he's from New Orleans. So LSU's brought in a lot of players from Louisiana. So they brought in Austin Osberry from Auburn, and Brown, of course, comes in with some experience. You know, you would feel a little bit better if LSU brought in a few more proven guys, but then again, you know, Deuce Chestnut played a lot, and he wasn't any good. So it's tough. It's really, really, really tough. Let's go to Tommy. Thank you so much, Tommy. Every time you're in here, you drop a $4.99. I really appreciate you. I think we could see as each year brings a higher ranked recruiting class, that something is building here again. Your thoughts? Yeah, I mean, obviously BK's done a really good job with this recruiting class to, you know, close things up and get some really good players here right before the end. Obviously, Terry Bussey would be awesome. I think Terry could supplant Caden Durham as my favorite player in this class. I mean, he's just such a special talent. But yeah, the recruiting's just getting better. You know, 2025 is going to be the class. So the 2026s for Louisiana is going to be interesting as well. You could get some reclassifications out of the 2026 crop to make 2025 even better. But the 2025s is going to be really lit. I can't wait. It's going to be this has the potential to be one of those classes that you always point to, right? I always point to the 2017 class, one of the all-time best classes LSU's ever brought in. But you know, that class is ranked 7th. So just because you have a number one class doesn't mean you're for sure going to have an elite team. But man, 2025 is going to be really, really, really good. Really excited about it. Okay. So we'll take a few more. Thanks, Tommy. Thanks, Michael. And oh, we're only 35 away from the Mason Smith giveaway here. We're close. I think we're going to get there. Okay, Shimano with the tuba. That's cool. Okay. Muschamp. I don't think it's going to be Will Muschamp. All right. Let's go to Allen. He keeps it going. And that makes it now 25 away from the Mason Smith giveaway. That's cool. Any info on J.K. Johnson? Yeah, he's still rehabbing. Obviously, very unfortunate. It would have been nice to have him. You know, last year he played in the spring game and BTJ got him a few times. Who didn't BTJ get this past year? Athletically, he's really, really, really fast. So really hoping for a good, clean bill of health and he turning into either a corner or a nickel or some variation of a good special teamer for us. So Yeah, I mean, we brought in, you know, some really good Ohio State DBs. Okay. Seven Banks, I thought was going to be pretty good. He just was hurt. Hopefully, Jair Brown, who Roby super chatted a minute ago, hopefully he ends up being a good player for LSU next year. If he is indeed committed, I really don't know. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see how he does.
Tacos are ready.
Oh, tacos are ready?
Yeah, girl. Look, I got my shirt on, too.
You got the shirt on, too?
Y'all want to see Pedal? Come here. Come here, sis. Come here. Come here.
The tacos are ready. Let's freaking go. Ha, 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 ha. There's Chuck. Larry? Now get Piddle. What, why
I'm
are you?
I'm trying, Bubs. She won't let me pick her up. Come here, Sissy. Come here, Mom. Come here, Mom.
No, she just wants to stay in here.
Come here. Come here. If I get down here. Come here, Sissy. She's been biting me pretty good. Look at her staring at me. Come here, Diddle. What, Mom? Can you get Daddy?
All right, we're about to skedaddle.
I'm
ready for Takis, man. I've been working. There you go. I'll give her here. There we go.
Aww.
That's too much shit. Oh, that's smells like some ground beef.
She's
been getting in my portion. Oh man, we say hi to Rick. What's up, Rick? It's been a while since I've seen you. Taco Wednesday. Mike played ball. Mike just joined the PHL merch club not too long ago.
Nice.
Do you have any single cousins? Actually, she does, in Alabama. Roby, watch out. We'll keep it going. You can eat the tacos and do the show. What do I think about Jim Leonard? All right, we'll keep it going with the supers. I'll be out there in a second. My dog is eating all my taco meat. I don't think Jim Leonard is going to happen. I don't. But obviously, that would be someone I would be personally very interested in, you know, played in the NFL and has been a good defensive coordinator. The Wisconsin situation was kind of strange with the Fickell coming in and him not getting the head job and him being an analyst for Illinois. It's obviously one of those things where I just think LSU's trying to get this thing done. Okay. Going way longer on the Wednesday night 1 hour live stream. Scott Grant, he says, just joining new OCDC prediction. So I think it is going to be a Louisiana Tech pairing next season of Blake Baker as your DC and Joe Sone as your OC. Okay. Look, man, no, Gage, they can keep it going, man. Y'all don't understand. Super chats, this is how the tacos get paid for. That's how it is. All right? And in the off season, super chats do go down. It's just simple. You know, football season ends. So, yeah, Bills got to get paid. People got to eat. This is the life I chose to live. So there we go. Let's go to Tommy. He says he hates to say it, but it looks like our defense have been reactive the last few years. Looking forward to a day our defense is dictating on the field again. Yeah, you know, I do want to give one name out that is a very aggressive defensive coordinator. I don't know if I would describe Blake Baker as a overly aggressive DC. I might be wrong on that. Coaches, film experts, please correct me on that. But one guy I know for sure that would be uber aggressive as a DC with LSU's athletes is Travis Williams at Arkansas. He would be very downhill with our weapons defensively. So if you wanted to get someone that puts the foot on the freaking gas, that would be someone that would fit that mold. So there you go. Brian Knorr from the Air Force. Okay. This has been Simper's guy for a while now. He loves some Brian Knorr. The thing is, and let me say this here about Knorr. Let me see where he was before that. Okay. Brian Knorr was the Arizona special teams coach before Air Force, and he's been at DC for two seasons now. Okay. It's such a radical differentiation. Julie, thank you so much for the super. I really appreciate it. She wants to know the OCDC. I think it's going to be Blake Baker and Joel Sloan next season. But Blake could say no. I will tell you this. Okay, once again, I'll make this clear. I think Blake is who LSU wants. I do. There is a strong case for Blake to stay where he is. Okay? Thank you so much, Ed. Really enjoyed our text conversations. I really appreciate you. Been a busy day. You are the man, Ed. Still rocking it, baby. Let Carter eat fun. Shimano? Hey, I'm eating right now. I'm eating. If there's a big news story, and look, there's about 10 to 15 of these every year. So I need to go the extra mile, even if my belly's empty. No Limit for Life, Roby. Nobody loves No Limit Records like Michael Roby. Okay. And we have hit the hundo. So we do have to give out a Mason Smith card. I might actually find a nicer one than this one to give out. And who do I want? Who do I want to give this out to? Okay. Oh, you know who I think has never won anything? Now that I think about it, I'm pretty sure I've sent you something before. So I am going to go with Mick. Congratulations, Mick. I'm going to send you a Mason Smith card, man. I think you deserve it. You're always in here. Really appreciate you, my guy. Biggie, what's good, man? I'm starting to get more into the music, like just music industry. I'm thinking about dropping a mixtape soon. Let's go. I think he is going to go to LSU, but we just don't know. Did Dave Aranda get retained? They are running it back with Aranda. So there you go. But Mick, I think you have won something before, but I don't mind sending anything again. Biggie, don't get on me, bro. You don't want to see me in a booth, man. I still got to watch this this Cat Williams interview, man, on Club Shay Shay. Cat Williams coming after everybody. Really got after Sed the Entertainer. I got to check this out. I might listen to this while I eat tacos. Goats calling out goats. I mean, that's crazy. Could you imagine, like, out of nowhere, Larry Bird saying, dude, Magic Johnson was just ass, bro. He stole all my moves, stole all my routines. I'm like, dang. See, I'm trying to make sure I didn't miss too many. Mizzou also has a top five portal class. You are right. I mean, Mizzou's, I'll tell you, Mizzou's fundraising has never been quite like this. So I could see Blake saying, look, being the LSU DC is probably a dream job for him. But, you know, your situation, it's kind of the same thing with the Bo Davis. Like, Bo's got a really, really, really good situation at Texas. I mean, he is making an absolute king's ransom playing with Texas. Okay. Rick says, Carter, what are my thoughts on the stadium light show next season? I think it's going to be great. I do. I think it's necessary upgrades. You know, there's all these other great stadiums, light shows. I think we need this keep up, and I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, I went to a lot of games this year. I think this was the most home games I've been to in a season in a while. And I do think the stadium experience has room to grow. But we'll talk more about that as a during the off season. So there you go. All right, we'll keep going in the next four or so minutes. I'll answer as many questions as we possibly can. Kenneth, man, you've had a year, man. Got the CDL and you're getting remarried May 21st in Vegas. All are invited. Okay. Let's go. F it. We should do it. We should do the wedding at the Circus Sportsbook at Stadium Swim. Go Pels. My dad got to go. Dad and mom got to go to the Pels Nets game, and they got to go see the Pels Lakers. My next door neighbor got to take his whole family to Pels Lakers. It's cool stuff. Can I trab? I don't know. What is that? I don't know what that means. At the Bellagio. But Kenneth might have just proposed. He might have proposed, and like he might just now be getting off that knee. And his first thought was, I've got to tell PHL Nation. And that's my kind of guy. If you need a DJ, let me know. I know somebody. Hey, Mr. DJ, put a record on. Kenneth is getting remarried. Bah, bah. My Ego is a good song by Beyonce. I mean, I'm not Steve Aoki or anything like that, but sure. I don't know how getting an ego is going to a wedding in Vegas. All we're doing, going to the big times. Next thing you know, I'll be at Hakkasan, you know? Okay, Semper. I'm an ordained minister, Ken. I got you. Now, Kenneth's already got DJ Jazzy Jeff booked to do the wedding. Okay, he's already got them locked in. Okay. The goat. Now, don't forget, okay, our friends at Louisiana Controls, louisianacontrols.com, okay? I'm going to give you one final Bryce Underwood prediction right after this.
PHL Nation. Oh, yeah, baby. You know about Louisiana Controls. They've been showing us love throughout this college football season, and I'm looking for you to do the same when it comes to your energy management commercial HVAC needs. It is all with our buddies who have been doing this for over 40 years. Yes, that is four decades. You know this Louisiana weather gets crazy. Go to LouisianaControls.com or call 225-924-4990, baby. Let's go.
Big shout out to TJ. Please hit him up. Louisiana Controls. Also, shout out to my guys. And guys, it's so important because Underdog really hooks me up. UnderdogFantasy.com. If you've not signed up yet, go sign up. Use the promo code Carter. Not legal in Louisiana, which is crazy to me, but sign up now. Promo code Carter. Underdog Fantasy. Yeah, Gabe, but there could be some reclassifications there. So, there you go. Now, I appreciate each and every one of you. Went way longer than I ever expected. Our top super chatter tonight was either Roby or Ed. Big shout out to Roby and Ed. Shimona, I appreciate you. Yeah, I think it was Roby. Simper, Tommy, Grant, the one that got away. AB, Tommy, Kylie Marie, I appreciate you. Billy the Kid, Boris, always showing me love as well. It's a good thing, man. All right, y'all. Madhouse is out. Best of luck to all of them. Best of luck to whoever the next defense coordinator at LSU will be. It is power. Hour, LSU, boom. Oh, Danny going with the Rashad White. Now that's a good one. I think Jaden Daniels like that. We'll be back live tomorrow night, 8:15 Central. All 300,000 of you better be there. And tonight, what are we doing tonight? I don't even remember. I don't. Let's freaking go. Huh? Let's go.